The determined way the Israeli security services fought the release of information about the so-called Prisoner X case has been revealed with the further lifting of more of the gag orders on the case. One of Israel's most prominent human rights groups, the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, has been allowed to reveal it's been battling the gag orders for 2 years, even before the prisoner's death in a high-security jail in December 2010. The court-ordered blackout on the case has been eased since the ABC's Foreign Correspondent program revealed last week that Prisoner X was Melbourne man Ben Zigia. Still, key details, including the reason for Mr. Zigia's arrest, remains under wraps. Lexi Metherill reports.
An article on Prisoner X appeared on an Israeli website in May 2010, at least 3 months after his arrest. But the case was subject to a gag order, which the media didn't even know about. And within hours, the story was removed. That brief mention, though, was enough to raise the concerns of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel. Its chief legal counsel is Dan Yakir.
It's very exceptional. We were very much concerned. We tried to gather some more information about it, but couldn't get through. So we approached the Attorney General, raising our concerns.
In a letter, the association told Israel's Attorney General, undisclosed detentions and secret trials are undemocratic. At that stage, Prisoner X was still alive, and the association was told his rights were being upheld. But its concerns grew after his death 6 months later, and it launched a series of appeals against the breadth of the gag order. At each turn, Dan Yakir says, it was opposed by Israel's security agencies.
It was wide, sweeping, and I'm afraid that the security services might either consciously or unconsciously want to cover up some mishaps, and it's the role of the courts to look into the matter and to allow to publish all the information that will not infringe upon state security.
As I understand it, ACRI lawyers were required to leave the court when the security agencies were outlining their case for the gag orders. Do you have any idea on what grounds those gag orders are based?
No, besides the fact that the whole affair is concerned national security, I have no more information.
So you have no idea why Prisoner X was detained?
No.
The association hasn't even been allowed to reveal that it was pursuing the matter until this week, when the court narrowed the gag order because of Foreign Correspondent's revelation that Prisoner X was Melbourne man Ben Zigia. Dan Yakir says in this case, the courts have struck the wrong balance between national security and the public's right to know.
I think that it was possible to separate the nature of the charges and the security aspects of the case and from the vital public importance to know how come a detainee was able to commit suicide in the most protected cell of the prison services.
The Chief Legal Counsel for the Association of Civil Rights in Israel, Dan Yakir. Lexi Metherill, the reporter.